hit the ground hard as my stepsister's hand cracked across my face. She leaned over me with that cruel smile I knew too well. "Once I'm Luna, you'll be crawling out of this pack on your hands and knees." Isabel Ramona, my stepsister, was totally convinced the Alpha twins would choose her as their Luna when they turned 18. She treated me like her personal servant, humiliating me every chance she got. But just when I was ready to run away from this pack forever, the Alpha twins shocked everyone. They chose me. Smack. My head snapped to the side as Isabel's palm connected with my cheek. I bit down hard, forcing myself to meet her ice-cold stare. Fighting back would only make everything worse. "I don't know why mom and your dad keep you around," she hissed. "But the second I become Luna, you'll be gone before you can blink." I stayed quiet, choking down my rage. Isabel had been impossible ever since my father arranged her engagement to the twins. She was never easy to live with, but now she was absolutely unbearable. Isabel ruled this pack, popular, vicious, and completely untouchable. With the twins' 18th birthday only days away, her arrogance had reached a whole new level. "I want my dress perfectly pressed," she snapped. "Not a single wrinkle. I need to be the most gorgeous girl at their party. As Luna, I have to shine." I touched my burning cheek and whispered, "You're not Luna yet. They might still find their fated mate." Her eyes flashed with fury. "We already agreed to reject whoever their mate is for the good of the pack. Unless she's got Alpha blood, she's worthless." "I'm Beta blood," she added with that smug smile I hated. "And I'm tight with Alpha Jackson and Luna Jennifer." Of course she was. Ever since Dad married her mom Heather, Isabel got spoiled while I got shoved aside. I became invisible in my own home, the unwanted kid everyone blamed for mom's death in that rogue attack. "You're pathetic," Isabel spat. "Even if they had a fated mate, it sure as hell wouldn't be you. Nobody in this pack would ever want a murderer as their Luna." I flinched. "Murderer, that's what they all thought I was." I shook my head. "That's not who I am." Her smirk got wider. "Good, now go iron my dress. Stop standing there like an idiot." I rushed out, nearly crashing into my stepmother coming back from shopping. My heart jumped. She wasn't alone. "Reagan, slow down," she scolded. "Don't be rude to our guests." Then she smiled at the two guys behind her, Xander and Xavier Dominion, the Alpha twins. My breath caught. They had matching hazel eyes, broad shoulders, and dark brown hair that made every girl in the pack swoon. I froze as they walked past me. Isabel came running, practically shoving me out of the way. "Xander, Xavier," she squealed, throwing her arms around Xander. "What a surprise. What brings you here?" Xander smiled, but his eyes locked on mine. "Still hanging around?" he asked, something amused in his voice. "Reagan, get back to your chores," my stepmother said sharply. "You've got plenty to finish before dinner." I turned and headed upstairs, feeling their eyes follow me. Isabel's laugh echoed behind me as she spoke loud enough for me to hear. "She's so weak. Such a loser." "She's your sister," Xander said, disapproval clear in his voice. "Stepsister," Isabel snapped. "I don't want any connection to a murderer." Xavier's growl followed. "Nobody likes her anyway." Tears blurred my vision, but I kept walking. I was too tired to fight anymore. The moment I turned 18, I was out of here, assuming they didn't kick me out first. The next morning, Dad dragged me to the training grounds. "Let's see if you've got any Beta blood in you at all," he sneered, throwing me into a sparring match with Tiffany, Isabel's best friend. Tiffany grinned like a predator. She was a solid fighter, and I knew this was meant to humiliate me. She didn't waste time. Her first few hits landed hard. The crowd erupted in laughter as I stumbled backward, trying to stay on my feet. "You're pathetic," Tiffany mocked, circling me like prey. Something inside me snapped. I dodged her next strike. Before I knew what I was doing, I hit back, a clean shot to her nose. A sickening crack echoed across the field. Blood gushed. Tiffany screamed, clutching her face. "I'm sorry," I gasped. "You broke my nose," she roared, eyes blazing with fury. Tiffany lunged, shifting midair with claws out and teeth bared. I barely had time to brace myself. "Then, stop." Two voices thundered across the field in perfect harmony. Two figures stepped between us, Xander and Xavier. Their alpha command froze Tiffany in place. She collapsed, unable to move forward. The twins glared down at her in disgust, and for the first time in forever, I didn't feel invisible.